It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You have downloaded episode 323, which if you put that backwards is 323.
Oh my God, it is.
What is that called? A palindrome or something like that?
I don't know.
It's called something like that. Palindrome, palindrome, or something. Today is October 3rd.
2010.
Awesome. So this is the part of the section, or section, fuck me. This is part of the show where we really don't have anything to talk about. Palindrome, well, that's what it is.
That's a palindrome.
Oh.
You betcha also, too.
So if you put that backwards, what does it say?
Palindrome.
Oh.
Well, actually, I do have...
You have some subject?
Some subject.
Let's give them something to talk about. Yesterday,
Connor and I went over to Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who are not familiar with Central Florida, Celebration is a small community which was created by the Walt Disney Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Stepford community. Everything's
Very Stepford.
Everything's perfect. Everything's mm-hmm. All the lawns are perfect. All the people are perfect. All the houses are perfect. All the little town squares.
The streets perfect. Are perfect.
The streets are perfect. And they only let them have yard sales one day a year,
mm-hmm.
which means everybody has one on that day.
And which
means
year. All the crazies come out there.
Yeah, including me and Connor. So we drove over there yesterday morning and did a little yard sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And the homos were out in force.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
The Mexicans were out in force.
I'm sure they were.
Didn't see many blacks, though.
Well, they don't do the sun very well.
Well, it wasn't that hot yesterday, but...
No, they don't like the sun. It doesn't matter about the heat. Us.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Us people.
A lot of people, though. A lot of people.
And you didn't find anything that you liked? I'm shocked.
Well, Connor almost bought something, but he second-guessed, and then when we went back, it was gone.
What was it?
It was like a little dog bed kind of thing. It looked like a little... kind of antique sofa looking thing. It was, but
was it expensive? Is that why he was second guessing it?
It was $15. Uh-oh. I mean, it wasn't expensive, but he just wasn't decided on it. So we went over there, did that for a little while, and then his
not one day a year. What do they do with all the Klan robes, used sex aids, and home cooked meth?
Oh God. While we were over there, one of his friends, Connor's friends that lives in Miami, happened to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
So we met her and her boyfriend for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, her boyfriend is, shall we say,
hot,
unique. He's a part-time rabbi.
Okay.
We met them at their hotel room. He answers the door wearing only shorts, having just got out of the shower. Kind of runs towards me, hugs me, and says, "Julian, it's been so long." And he's very, very, very hairy.
He's never met you before, right?
No.
Did he think he had met you before?
No. That's just how he is.
Oh.
Yes, he's kind of
that's awkward.
Very, very out there.
That kind of made me feel uncomfortable.
Yes, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I need to enter this really quick.
Hey. Yeah, I can't talk right now because I'm doing the show, but can I call you back?
Okay.
All right. Sounds fine. Bye.
Well,
sorry. I can't say who that was, but I had to answer it.
Okay. It was important enough to make all our listeners wait.
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently at 4:00, Ricky will have a gentleman caller.
No, that's not who that was.
So anyway, we ended up going to IHOP for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very, very busy there.
Mm-hmm.
And our waitress was a little off. Every time we said something, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She had this nervous laugh where she'd go, Connor's friend, Lori, sent back her eggs,
uh-huh.
and she's like, very off-putting.
Mm-hmm.
So every time...
Off-putting? What kind?
Every time you asked her something or said something, uh-huh. it was the same.
What was up with that?
It's just some kind of nervous laugh. She I don't know. She was an IHOP waitress, really. How
that's why I don't go to what? That's why I don't go to IHOP.
At least we didn't have cheese stick sandwiches.
I'm sure they'll have them soon.
So anyway, they also had a balloon twister
mm-hmm.
there. And he was going around to all the tables with kids, making balloon animals or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to one table, and one of his balloons pops. Well, I mean, the crowd noise gets a little muffled.
Uh-huh.
And then the part-time rabbi goes, ah! And what? The crowd gets absolutely silent. And of course, me and
everyone's looking at
and
you
of
guys.
Course, we're sitting in the corner, and me and Connor are facing the entire restaurant, and we're both just turned white as sheets. And we're like, shut up.
You already had the sheets on.
Shut
bitch.
Up. And we're like, oh my God.
I love the story.
Oh my God. I did not know what to think or how to act. Or
what did he do that for?
That's how he is. He's out there.
I need to meet this person, I think.
So when they said today, they're going to go feed the homeless, I said, to what?
I love that so bad. I would have loved to see your face.
Connor was worse. Trust me.
Oh, and did Connor know he was like that?
Yes.
Oh,
and he kind of warned me a little bit, but I didn't. How he described it was not. I had a picture of something different.
Mm-hmm.
I had it pictured that he was kind of arrogant,
uh-huh.
and instead he's just fucking crazy.
Like he's just like a silly person.
Yes, I mean just crazy, silly, and I could not believe it. I'm mm-hmm. like. Really? An IHOP? I'm like, I've never been kicked out of an IHOP. And I've been an IHOP shit-faced drunk before.
And how's hail, Clary?
I didn't say that.
Somebody put up an X2 video of a part-time rabbi. Do we need to watch that?
OMG. And instead of part-time lover, it's part-time rabbi.
I wish I could have been a fly on that wall in that restaurant because
I mean this is a huge IHOP.
Uh-huh.
You could have.
Was it on iDrive?
No, it's on 192.
Oh, okay.
You could have heard a pin drop
mm-hmm.
in there. I mean, it got dead quiet when he did that. I mean,
so he screamed like super loud.
Yes.
So okay, the balloon popped and then he screamed because it like pretended to scare him.
Yes.
Was it like right instant after the balloon popped, or
there
like
was
a few seconds?
There was a little pause. Yes,
like he had to process it because he's that crazy.
Yes.
Oh, I wish I could have been there.
Yes, it was.
Although I probably would have been embarrassed as fuck too, but just to see your and Connor's face,
and well, his girlfriend, you could tell she wanted to crawl out of the table too, so
but apparently she likes him because
well after we left I'm like I don't quite see them as a couple. I mean you can see that they get along, but you don't mm-hmm. you wouldn't meet two of them separately and picture that those two would be together,
right.
But apparently it works for them, so whatever, but I don't get it. And she's funny. She was talking about her and Connor back in the day when they were both single and
mm-hmm.
having fun, and how they had eaten somewhere, and the next morning they're calling each other saying, Ooh, that tore me up. We had shit at a nasty truck stop, and I'm like, okay, too, TMI here at breakfast, but...
Well, you're eating shit anyway at IHOP. If you call your podcast Junk and Stuff, Drew Ray G, you will be a spinoff.
Of That's What She Said.
No, of us. Don't give them that much credit.
Well, since they're a spinoff, then he would be a spinoff of a spinoff.
So. Right. Which is would be like the real day, like
that's like a copy of
Empty Nest.
That's like a copy of a copy.
That'd be like the real day of real, like the show Empty Nest. Remember that show? It was a spinoff of the Golden Girls.
Yeah. Well, wasn't there a spinoff with the neighbor from Empty Nest for like two episodes?
The sex addict.
Yeah, guy. yeah, him.
And then they had the Golden Girls hotel thing too. So.
Well, yeah, but that was the spinoff of. Because they didn't have...
The spinoff like the Jeffersons, because I'm brown. Not that brown.
No, the Jeffersons was successful.
Oopsie. Kyle goes, snap. we have some iTunes reviews that we can read. Damn, you took it there, Julian.
Sometimes my mouth runs ahead of my brain. So, yes,
so
I did.
Your ass.
True, but how dare you?
Let me read these reviews that we got here. Dun, 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 dun. And I, of course, I forgot the reviews from the other countries in my room.
Of whatever. Course you did. Do you have them up?
The reviews?
Yes.
I'm about to, yes.
Oh.
They're up.
Okay, go ahead.
We have, after our awesome one-star review of that, the only word is boring.
Yeah.
Thanks, we didn't know that.
Apparently, you listen to episode 1.
Or 50.
That wouldn't have been...
Or 150. I don't remember
which one
it is.
That wouldn't have been boring. That would have been... Death. Suicide-inducing.
The title of the review is Love the Brocast. It's by Gar in Denver. If you are not bro fans of the Ginger Bear Bro and the Albino Bro, you are no bro friend of mine.
Bro.
Your bro, Gar in Denver.
Yay.
That's 5 stars. And then we have a review from Homer, the guy that did the Facebook song.
Uh-huh.
He says, hey, monkeys, great show. Thanks for playing my little Facebook song. I have gone ahead and shared the link to your page on the aforementioned social networking behemoth. Keep it foul, Homer.
Thank you, Homer.
Thank you very much. That was 5 stars, too. And then we have one from P-Job. I don't know. It's not P-E-E. It's just P-J-O-B.
That could still be P-E-E job.
Oh, okay. Wow. Great personal journal of Ricky and the house guest and or roommates, which you've only really been my roommate on this whole show.
Well, actually,
right?
You're my roommate, but...
Yeah. Well, we're roommates.
If we're going to get technical about it, but...
Whatever. Follow the regular events and occasions in the life of Ricky and... What's... All right. I'm a little confused here. E-T-A-L, et cetera... All entertainment?
Huh?
Look what it's
at all.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
What? Why is it a period? Why does it have a period? What's it short for?
Don't ask me these hard questions.
I'm from Polk County, y'all.
You're the one with a college education.
So he says entertainment. So thank you very much, he or she.
Oh,
P-Job.
We got called entertainment?
Yeah, holy and 5 stars.
Shit.
We're entertainment. We're going to be on entertainment tonight. Mary Hart's going to be talking about us.
Wow.
I know. It's that crazy. So before we have to give Knott's $5 back, where are we at in time?
46 minutes.
Okay. Well, so, what else we got to talk about? We got another phone call.
We do. We might as well play that.
From my mom. My mama. Do you want to talk about something? Why get that?
Well,
out?
I was just wanted to talk about, and I won't discuss the whole conversation, but I was talking to Drummer Sticks the other day, and the fact that he said that the way I describe vaginas makes him want to never go near them. I said, good.
Good. So. Poppy. Oh, my God. I need him in my life.
And he also said that I asked if I was wearing out Connor.
And
I said, I'm not that bad. He said, sweetie, if you're moving beds and having people think the house is shaking, then you got an atomic ass.
It is true. I hear the floorboards moving a lot.
So,
but you guys have kind of
and then I said
that.
And then I said, it is pretty awesome.
Drummer Sticks. Hadn't heard that name in a while. I text messaged him. He goes, oh my God, how do you do that? I was totally just thinking about you like 3 minutes ago. And I was like, I know. okay, here we go.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by the air we breathe.
Hi, Ricky. Oh. Hi, Julian.
Oopsie.
Good job.
Let's try this one.
You gave a free plug to Ramble Redhead at rambleredhead.com.
Here we go. Dun, dun.
Ginger bro, it's mama. I was taking my Sunday afternoon nap, and I was having a dream about chocolate pudding, and then I realized I had soiled my bed, so I had to get up and change the sheets. But anyway, I wanted to make sure that you knew that Monday is National Taco Day. I'm sure you do, because since you live in the drive-thru at the Taco Bell, and why don't you register the grandbaby there?
First of all, I do not eat at Taco Bell as much as I used to at all, actually. I can't even remember the last time I had Taco Bell.
And that's only because he got insulted by the guy at Taco Bell.
Well, no, because I went there a lot after that, too. I just went to a different one. The one over here on Memorial where he gets shot.
I want the chicken ranchero chicken soft taco, y'all.
In fact, that incident was after I was insulted.
So people can send you some Taco Bell baby gifts, and maybe over there that CC's pizza also, because I know that that baby's going to grow up just like you, my little ginger bro. And I also wanted you to know that Wednesday is National Noodle Day, so why don't you just make you a big old pot of that ramen noodle and put it in the bathtub and just get all noodly and oogly with it. Well, anyway, I've got to go finish cleaning up this chocolate pudding. Thank you for calling. By chocolate pudding, I'm sorry. Tell the albino I'll try to dream about the vanilla pudding in his honor next.
Bye-bye. I have not been to CC's since March.
When Ricky stopped going to CC's,
the company went under.
They filed Chapter 11.
Is it really National Taco Day tomorrow?
I have no idea.
We'll have to look up on TacoBell.com.
Isn't that every day in Mexico?
Well, Florida and Texas, too.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Probably California. And Arizona, apparently. Where in Arizona, pretty soon, it's going to be illegal to be any color than white there.
Yeah, they won't let you run a Taco Bell in Arizona.
Right. They don't realize that's not real Mexican food.
Or CeCe's, because that's Italian.
That's so Italian. They're brown, too. Sad. Not funny.
I saw one of those in... Oh, my God. I forgot about this.
Mm-hmm.
While we were in IHOP...
Mm-hmm.
I think this was after the scream,
mm-hmm.
but this family came in on the far side of the restaurant, and there was a kid with him. He was probably 17, 18, around that. Head on a white polo with a pop collar.
Mm-hmm. Faggot.
No.
Oh.
Douchebag.
Well, he could be a faggot douchebag.
He didn't look gay.
Oh.
He just looked like nobody had sent him the memo that pop collars went out about 10 years ago.
And that's interesting because I saw pop collars last night. Just saying.
Isn't that tragic?
Not as bad as the eyebrows. All right, so where are we at now?
We are at 52 and a half minutes.
Can we end it early today?
We can end it early today.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this too much more. And I got to go work out because I feel like a fat ass pig. I gained 5 pounds.
And by work out, he means throw his legs up to Jesus.
Maybe.
Okay.
That sounds about good right now, actually.
Bro. Bro.
No.
Bro.
No.
Bro.
First of all, I'll never hook up with that guy again. What was that?
Y'all, that was Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's it?
Yeah. And donuts from this morning.
I saw donuts in there, which I didn't even lift the lid because I do not even want to be tempted.
Wait, of the box or the toilet?
Both. There was a Long John in the toilet.
Ew. I'm going to go throw up now.
Save it for me. Ew, I'm making myself sick. Stop.
I got to go.
Fuck, I was going to say something that was kind of important. But oh, well.
We're out of here, folks.
We're out of here. You guys have a great week. We'll try to get a recording out before next Sunday. Because next Sunday, remember, we will not be live. We are only live every other Sunday.
No live. No live next Sunday.
So, yeah, thanks for being here. We appreciate it. We love all of you.
Me love you long time.
And we will talk with you later.
Bye.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us an email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcasting Network.